If you have elementary school-age children in your life, then you probably know about Pokemon, the TV show, the action figures, and other toys. In the next weeks, you're going to be hearing a lot about Pokemon the movie. Here's Elaine Nadelman to give us a preview.
If you're an adult, you might be unaware that the United States is currently being invaded. The invaders are the Pokemon, 151 little superpowered monsters from Japan. In the Pokemon fantasy world, humans become Pokemon trainers, trying to capture as many creatures as they can. Each captured Pokemon joins its trainer's team and helps to capture other Pokemon. When a human trainer has a large number of Pokemon, he or she becomes a Pokemon master. Pokemon has captured the attention and the allowances of America's children. Everyone is collecting the cards, playing the video games, and buying the thousands of licensed products, from dolls to t-shirts. The Pokemon television show on the WB Network is the number one syndicated show for children. On November 12th, the first Pokemon film, titled Pokemon the Movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back, will be released in the United States. Originally released in 1998 in Japan, where it set box office records, Pokemon the Movie is actually in two parts. The first part is a 22-minute short called Pikachu Summer Vacation, in which Ash Ketchum, a 10-year-old boy and Pokemon trainer, travels with his friend Misty and mentor Brock to Pokemon Park, a Pokemon theme park. Ash and friends become involved in a contest with another group of trainers. The contest is forgotten, however, when the two groups join together to rescue the giant Charizard when he gets his head stuck in a rock. In the main feature, the full-length Mewtwo Strikes Back, Ash continues his quest to be the world's greatest Pokemon trainer. His work is cut out for him, however, because there is a new bioengineered Pokemon in town, Mewtwo. Created by scientists from the DNA of the rare Pokemon Mew, Mewtwo creates a strain of super Pokemon with new and superior powers, and the stage is now set for the ultimate Pokemon battle. The most endearing feature of the Pokemon film and TV show is the character Pikachu, a cute little yellow electric mouse. Pikachu has the ability to give strong electric shocks, and is the only Pokemon who refuses to travel around in Pokeballs, the Pokemon storage and transportation units. Pikachu is adorable, with glowing red cheeks and a vocabulary that consists of only one word, his name, Pikachu. The animation, however, is very poorly done, and the dialogue is dubbed and overly simple. The human characters are interchangeable, and besides Pikachu, most of the Pokemon are badly drawn and named. Watching Pokemon, the film and the TV show, often feels like watching one long toy commercial.